Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the 69th Berlin Film Festival. Today I'm joined by German director Angela Schanelek to discuss her film I Was at Home But, which is in competition here at the Berlinale.
Hey, so Angela, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and congratulations on this wonderful, wonderful film. Maybe you could just start by introducing I Was at Home But. What's this story about for you? What inspired you to write this script and make this film? And what can we take from this kind of unusual title?
I mean, the title is in relation to the title of a very early film of Ozu, I Was Born But, which is a film I know since long, and I think it's one of the most beautiful titles existing in the film history. So, and I mean, the film is about it's a family story, you can say, and it starts with a boy 13 years old coming back home, and you see that he's dirty, that he obviously was in nature, not secure somewhere, but maybe in the woods. And so from the starting point, the story develops like you met his mother, his little sister, and the class where he's performing Hamlet, and so it goes step by step.
In some respects, it's not such a linear narrative. It's kind of more like a collage, perhaps, of different moments. Scenes kind of drift in and out, and they're put adjacent to each other for the audience, maybe, to kind of make that thread for themselves. What did you want to achieve by taking that particular approach, and how would you kind of characterize it?
I mean, the approach... it's not at all that I have a go, and then I think about how would it be the best to reach that goal. It's more that I have an image, like this boy as I described, and then I go step by step in a timeline, and so I write one situation after the other, and there are points where I have the wish to leave a person, the audience, in the end, maybe would have thought it's the main character, but goes to another character. But this character is in relation to the other one, and maybe you can say it works more like a mirror. So you understand someone through another one, and yes.
And the central character of Astrid, played brilliantly by Maren Egert, how did you see this character? She's obviously someone who's increasingly fragile. There's a sense of guilt that she has there, and she becomes more volatile as the film goes on. So how did you see this character, and what did you want to portray by capturing her, and how did you work with this actress to make that happen?
I think you describe it right, but first of all, it's maybe makes sense that I just try to take things serious. I mean, if you see a boy and he's completely dirty, he appears in dusk, and then he's in the office and you see the mother running. So it's completely clear that he was lost. I mean, she didn't... found him for days or whatever, and so a reaction is completely normal. The reaction we see, that first of all, there are no words to say, that just her body reacts on this, on finding him back, and this is very, very normal. It's just when we see this in a film, we expect something else. We expect that she says, "Where have you been? Where do you come from?" But that it's not maybe possible to ask anything. This is very normal. It's just out of our expectations, because we are used to see it in films different. This is first of all. And as it continues, she's just reacting. She's not especially nervous or especially aggressive, or she's just reacting as someone very general, following. I mean, she has to to follow the situations. She doesn't create the situations by herself. So maybe this is a better way to approach her character than to think, okay, what was the aim of the director? What character she had in mind? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. What the situation makes her.
And how did you cast Maren Egger and Jacob LaSalle for Philip? How did you choose these particular actors?
Yeah, I like to tell that. Because, I mean, with Maren, it's my fourth film I make with her. And, yeah, since the first film we did in 2003, so it's really long ago, and we know each other for a long time, so I was quite sure and in the... that we can go further, I mean, as we did with each film. So this was quite clear that I wanted to work with her on, especially on that role. And the children, I mean, these children are not found in agencies, they are found on the street and in schools. And I tried to make this film before I made the film I made before, I mean 3 years ago, and I found everyone except Philip, so I couldn't shoot it. So I shot another film before, and then I started again the whole children casting because they were 1.5 year older. And then I found him on the street. And I followed him a bit and observed him a bit, which was not funny. I did this for many months. And then I thought, okay, let's ask. And then I ask, and then I give my card. And I ask not for a name, for anything, because they should be free. I mean, they are children. I mean, he was 13. They should be free. And then he didn't react for 6 weeks. And I already thought, okay. But then he called.
And the film seems to raise lots of different questions. I mean, the camera keeps its distance a bit and just kind of studies human behaviour, human reactions. And you've also got these little moments like reading Hamlet that maybe raise questions about kind of actors and performance versus reality. So what do you think some of the questions it raises are, and how do you want people to feel when they leave the cinema?
I don't think about that. I don't know. It would be better to ask the audience for that. I don't have a special goal in my mind. I work with the... I know that I'm not different from any other viewer. I mean, I'm as ordinary as everyone else. So the starting point for me can only be that I have to believe that what I'm interested in, the audience is also interested in. And this involves every decision you see, and every decision plays a role, is important. As you said, the distance of the camera, for example. I mean, the distance of the camera makes the image. It's not, you cannot say, okay, I want to have maybe this distance, but I go closer, otherwise the audience maybe will not understand. It's impossible to, it's not, I mean, it doesn't make sense to think like that. The audience in that moment, it's me, and I don't interpret in the end. I do it as I think it has to be done. And what the audience then takes, yeah, I hope they take something.
And finally, how does it feel to have the film here as part of the Berlin Film Festival? And why do you think this festival is so important in the world of cinema?
I mean, it's one of the three big festivals with Cannes and Venice. And I mean, here for Berlin, it's nice for me because we shot the film in Berlin. That means the team came from Berlin, and we had all these children coming from Berlin and showing it on another A festival. Would be different because we would not have been able to take all of them with us. So it was very beautiful yesterday to have them all on stage, and yeah, it was nice.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that with us, and congratulations on a really wonderful film.
Thank you.
And best of luck with it. Thanks so much.
From the 69th Berlin Film Festival, I'm Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.